One of the orders aims to get forestry projects approved more quickly, even if it means undermining environmental laws. The other order looks at whether importing lumber is a national security risk. The Tungus is the country's largest national forest, at 17 million acres, and it's one of the last protected temperate rainforests in the world. Locals say it has environmental value, but the main reason the orders probably won't lead to more logging is that much of the industry moved out long ago. Joel Jackson is president of the Organized Village of Cake, a Tlingit tribe on Kuprinoff Island, and has seen logging come and go. In economic terms, Jackson says the real value of the forest is in tourism.
People want to come from down south and look at a scarred landscape. They come up here because they like to look at the Tungus, the wildness of it.
They come to see the environment that his village depends on.
Berries and medicinal plants and just everything that it provides out there. And the animals, the deer, moose, bears, the shade from those old growth trees along our streams that the salmon return to every year after year.
He says that now, since most lumber yards and pulp mills have closed shop, it's costly for loggers to come harvest the trees and ship them out. Jackson says Trump's orders won't change the financial constraints of logging in the rugged and remote southeast region. Gordon Chu runs Tenneke Logging Company, a small father-son timber operation on Chichagof Island. He echoes Jackson's sentiment and says the industry would have to be completely redeveloped for the Tungus to deliver more timber.
We don't have people sitting on their hands that can't wait to get into the forest and mow down all the trees.
Chu says he's an environmentalist. His company sustainably harvests about 100 trees each year. They're second growth, young trees that have grown back in areas that were heavily logged in the past.
We live here in the heart of the Tungus National Forest and don't want to be a part of any deforestation or destruction. So we've always only purchased selective timber sales.
The Forest Service marks out one out of no more than 3 trees. Then Chu and his son carefully fell them by hand. He's not convinced that Trump's executive orders will accelerate logging in the Tungus, especially since the Forest Service is likely overwhelmed due to recent firings.
They're dealing with distraught human beings that have been, like, cast aside. So I know the hope was efficiency, but you don't get more efficient with fewer people doing more work.
If the administration is serious about increasing timber production, Chu says they should go through Congress to streamline the approval process for small, sustainable operations like his.
You can still have industry and do it responsibly.
Viking Lumber, a well-known logging company in the region, did not respond to a request for comment. Robert Venables is the executive director at Southeast Conference. He says there is room in the Tungus for additional logging, especially in second growth areas. But it's unlikely that the industry would scale up to the behemoth it once was.
I believe it's more likely to colonize the moon.
Legal battles over logging in the Tungus roiled during Trump's first term, and more could be on the way. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.